You're listening to Cattails. Hi, and welcome to Cattails. Another from my analogue vault from 2003. In this edition, I chat to Australian trio The Waifs. It had been a fairy tale year for the band, who had managed to create a stir on three continents, as well as fulfilling their own personal ambitions. But despite their newfound popularity, they'd managed to keep their feet well and truly on the ground. This is the one with The Waifs.
You've been hoity-toity as the sort of like the top act here this for the whole weekend. Why do you think that is?
We're trying to figure that out ourselves, actually. Maybe there's, I hear there's been some good press, and I know some of the radio stations have really got behind our latest album and been very supportive of that.
It's our first festival in the UK.
Yeah.
So do you think that's made a big difference?
I don't know. I mean, festival word spreads.
Yes.
It's a word of mouth thing, very much. Yeah, it could be that. It could be that, you know, some of the festivals in North America and Australia that we've been doing, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you could help me.
Well, I don't know. You've been going, what, since 92, I think, you teamed up with Josh, didn't you? Now, that's almost clocking on 10 years now, but it's only the last year, really, that you seem to have made some big noises, particularly in the UK, but also in Canada and the US. Do you think anything's changed to actually give you that result?
Yeah, I would say probably the introduction of a management team.
Right.
Prior to that, we just did it all ourselves.
Yeah.
So getting people to work on your behalf in that capacity. And there's a long-term vision and a strategy, and that's, I guess, getting off of the strategies put in place a couple of years ago.
More the festivals and the community radio that have picked up. I think the management that we have has gone anywhere near what it has with the community radio at the States. Is huge.
Right.
Also, and then the people that come to the festivals listen to that.
Right.
I put it down to that. The people that come and see it and talk about it.
Word of mouth.
More word of mouth. I was going to say for a third opinion, I think it's the new album,
right?
You know that maybe.
Oh, it's up.
well, the new album is sort of the closest. I know the three of us have come to putting out something that represents us musically, what we want to do, and where we're headed. And it's had a really good response, and I'm enjoying playing those songs on stage.
Because you all write some of the music, don't you? And presumably you've all contributed to this last album.
Yep.
Do you bring different things to those songs? So different songs for different individuals? And what sort of influences have you had individually?
Well, we all bring our own personal experiences, I guess, to the songs that we don't write together, like you said. We're influenced by different music too, so there's quite a sort of cross genre on the album.
Just on that influences was a good one actually, because I know that Donna, you've been quoted as saying that your first thing that you played was Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
And of course you supported Dylan. I think it was this year in Australia, wasn't it?
We did a tour with Bob in Australia, and then we got asked to do the US tour.
That's
so we did both here, and then we got one starting with him in about 10 days.
How do you feel about that? He must be presumably one of your idols in that respect.
Yeah, I think I'm one of a billion people that first played a Bob Dylan song.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everyone's been through that stage, I think.
Not everybody then gets to support him.
No, but I don't think everyone prayed as hard as I did when I was 15 either to achieve that. That's one of the few things I've ever wished for.
Right.
You know, really being passionate about, without being ambitious even, because I'm a pretty lazy person, really. It's pretty amazing that I landed.
Because I'm very conscious that you've got to go. So
what's
your next ambition? Oh, open the bar! Well, what's the next ambition then? Because you've done excellently well in the second New Orleans Jazz Festival you've done. How did that feel?
We've had an amazing year doing festivals all over the world. And for me personally, festivals are my favourite places to perform because the audience is so diverse and they're all there to hear something new.
Yeah.
And so it's very exciting as a performer to get on stage at some of the world's biggest festivals, like in the UK,
yeah.
And then Folk Festival, and I think You know, we tour maybe 9 months a year, and I think the goal is to, you know, continue doing these sort of fantastic live shows and venues.
Yeah.
The world over. Hey, that's the thing. That would be nice.
Just one sort of last question to bring it sort of back smack up to date. Josh is going to answer this one. I can
the pressure. No, it's not a big question.
On your web, you've actually, you know, sampled some of your tracks. You give, you know, the listeners a little bit of a taster, which is great to get them to buy your CD. Do you think, though, that what's your view of the web? Is it a friend or a foe?
I think it's great. I actually think that, you know, even things like bootlegging concerts and people trading recordings and stuff like that is a good thing, because ultimately your music is just getting out there to a whole lot of other people and making them aware of who you are, and if that then leads them to become fans and buy records or come to shows, then that can only be a good thing.
I think, yeah, it can affect us adversely. Being an independent band where you know, I don't sell these things, it's just trading off, isn't it? I come from a slightly different angle, because for me it's like not being able to have control over what's out there and what people are listening to. You know, like if you don't like something,
if it's a bad gig. Or,
yeah.
Well, but we're our own worst critics. I mean, it's other people are going to be pretty stoked to have that shitty gig. I've got a really shitty recording of us playing, but there's something about it that I'm not accepting bootlegs from people.
I mean, if you step on stage and play, you know, that's a public forum. You know, you're playing to people, you're putting that out to 500 people that might be in the room, so why not 500,000?
God bless the internet.
You've been listening to Cattails. To listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.